Surai News, I'm Ding Lulu. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with visiting Vietnamese President Chuan Tan Sang. The Premier has suggested the proper handling of issues in the South China Sea is of vital significance for bilateral ties and regional peace. Li Keqiang has also told Sang the two sides need to avoid internationalizing the issue. For his part, the Vietnamese President has repeated his contention the two countries should manage and resolve their sea-related issues through friendly consultation. The Chinese government has issued a new call for the resumption of the six-party talks. The call has been made at meetings between Chinese and North Korean officials here in Beijing. The Chinese side has told the North Korean delegation denuclearization, peace and dialogue are conducive to the interests of all involved. For its part, the North Korean side says it's ready to join in any form of talks, including the six-party format. Meanwhile, the US, Japan and South Korea are also calling for meaningful steps in denuclearization by Pyongyang in exchange for better ties with the North. One person is missing after a series of heavy rainstorms in Sichuan. Around 2,700 others have been forced from their homes by the heavy rains around the city of Guangyuan, which is located in the northeast of the province near the border with Gansu and Shanxi. Heavy rains have been pounding the region since Tuesday. Forecasters are warning of more heavy downfalls today in the region, which is home to over 100,000 people. Flood and landslide alerts are currently in place. Flooding in southwestern France has claimed one more life. This brings the death toll from the flooding in the Pyrenees to three. The latest victim drowned after a car was swept away in flooding. Thousands have been forced from their homes in the region. The flooding has also done millions of euros of damage around the Roman Catholic commune of Lourdes, which draws in millions of pilgrims every year during July and August. An Egyptian court has upheld a previous court order to release ex-president Hosni Mubarak in connection with allegations of illicit gains. A Cairo criminal court has declined an appeal by the prosecution to temporarily release the former president. However, the ex-president will have to stay in custody in connection with other charges, including the looting of public funds. Mubarak was sentenced to life in prison a year ago. However, he successfully appealed. His free trial on that original conviction is due to begin on July the 6th. Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah has reportedly offered his resignation to President Mahmoud Abbas. It's unclear if Abbas is going to accept the resignation. This reportedly comes just 2 weeks after he was first sworn in. It's been reported Hamdallah wants to resign because of attacks on his power. Hamdallah, a longtime academic, was tapped in to replace Salam Fayyad. Fayyad quit over differences with members of President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah Party. It's been reported U.S. President Barack Obama is due to announce his choice for the new head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation later this Friday. Media reports say Obama is going to nominate former Deputy Attorney General James Comey to replace Robert Mueller. Mueller is due to leave office in September. Comey is a former number two in the Justice Department during the tenure of former President George W. Bush. He has been in the U.S. government's national security apparatus for the past two decades. Mueller is retiring after taking over the FBI shortly before the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001. A former school principal and a government clerk in Hainan have been jailed for rape. The former principal of a local primary school has been sentenced to 13 and a half years in prison for raping primary school girls last month. A former clerk at the Property Administration Bureau in the city of Wanning has been sentenced to 11 and a half years for the same crime. Appeals are expected. The case involved the men spending the night with groups of primary school girls in hotels. Six people have stood trials in Chongqing for allegedly blackmailing government officials with secretly recorded sex videos. Prosecutors say two of the suspects conspired to lure officials into having sex with women. They would then secretly record their encounters in order to blackmail them and to gain profits for their business. And that's the latest from Surai News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.